A strong earthquake struck eastern Turkey last night, less than 1 month after more than 600 people were killed by a quake in the same region. Last night's 5.7 magnitude quake toppled 25 buildings in the city of Van, most of which had been evacuated following the earlier disaster. However, at least 7 people were killed when 3 occupied buildings collapsed and dozens more remain missing. 25 people have been rescued alive from the ruins. The crisis management officer of the International Red Crescent Society in Ankara, Cenk Alfagu. Try that again. The crisis management officer of the International Red Crescent Society in Ankara, Cenk Alfagu, spoke to Christopher Wells about the impact of the latest quake on the people of the region.
There is an aftershock, which is measured 5.6 on the Richter scale, struck the one city center. Due to this aftershock, 25 buildings have been collapsed, but we are lucky that 23 of the collapsed buildings were already evacuated. So that's why we don't have so many losses. We have 7 people lost their lives right now, and 25 people were rescued from the rubble. The still search and rescue teams are working at the field, and as Turkish Red Crescent, we have dispatched shelter for the beneficiaries and blankets and heaters.
Did the current quake disrupt relief efforts for the earthquake a few weeks ago?
You know, the previous earthquake which has struck last week, it was bigger than this aftershock, but we were still at the field with 150 professionals belong to Turkish Red Crescent and more than 100 volunteers on the field. So that's why we had already responded this aftershock easily.
I understand some of the Red Cross organizations have made some appeals for funds and for help. Is there something else that the international community can do to assist your efforts?
Yeah, we are now welcoming the relief items which is consigned by the other national organizations like Sweden, Netherlands, Germany, England, and Iran, Afghanistan, and any other national organizations belong to International Federation, and also some governments respond to relief efforts. And also now we are, due to the weather conditions at the area, it is still cold, and we are welcoming the prefabric houses for the people who lost their houses. They can't stay a long time in the tents, so now we are providing them with the prefabric houses. So now maybe the prefabric houses can be the best solution to contribute relief efforts.
With the earthquake last night, has that changed the situation for a lot of people, or is it mostly affecting the same areas?
No. The area was already affected from the previous earthquake, so we don't have any more people affected because the people were already affected. But some of the people scared from the aftershock. Due to the aftershock, they can't go back to their houses. So that's why we need to send more transitional shelters to the field.
So the biggest need right now is for shelter for the people who are affected by the weather.
Emergency and transitional shelters to be provided, yes, because due to the weather conditions, and there are still aftershocks taking place. We are facing with the new aftershocks. So when the people face with the existing aftershocks, they scared to go back to their houses, and that's why we have to send more transitional shelters to the affected people.